Good morning. This is 89.1 WEMU, your community NPR station. I'm Patrick Campion, and this is another opportunity for us to put the emphasis on that word community. We have heard from a lot of people that want more news out of our community, especially on the east side of Washtenaw County. A lot of people are tired of the same old, that if there's a drive-by shooting or a drug deal gone bad or something really awful, it hits the Detroit news if it happens in Ypsilanti or Ypsilanti Township. We have striven at WEMU to bring more positive stories out there to the world, but we're hard constrained by the number of people we have on our staff. We know there are more stories to be told. That is why we were so excited to learn about a project from Concentrate Media called On the Ground Ypsi. It's been going on for a couple of months now. We are the proud media partner of it. And if you haven't heard of it, I've brought the expert, Brandon Kelly. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Good. How are you?
I'm awesome, and I'm happy to be doing this for another Wednesday here. Excited to continue it. Tell us a little bit. Give us again that overview of the project, and then tell us what you worked on this week.
All right, so I'm the project manager for On the Ground Ypsi.
Oh, I forgot that part. Introduce yourself.
I'm the project manager for On the Ground Ypsi. I'm an embedded reporter living and working in the community, trying to make connections with residents and identify those important stories of people and organizations that are trying to move the community forward.
Now, Little Birdie told me that this week you focused heavily on transit.
Yes, that's correct.
All right, so before we talk about the transit center, let's talk about today. Where's your community newsroom?
It is at Cultivate from 4 to 7 p.m.
Okay, so that's your opportunity, you, John Q. Public, to go out there and tell Brianna, this is what we should be covering in Ypsilanti at 4 to 7 at the Cultivate Center. On the Facebook, you're doing the live interviews today again.
Yes.
So facebook.com/concentratea2, and then, of course, concentratemedia.com and WEMU.org are for all of the updates on what's going on there. We will have a copy of this up there as well if you'd like to listen to this conversation over and over and over again. So transit in Ypsilanti, what was the big focus this week?
I wrote about how the Ann Arbor Area Transportation Authority was collecting public input for improvements to the Ypsilanti Transit Center.
Okay, so what is your primary guest this week, or who's your primary guest?
Mary Stashak.
All right, let's introduce Mary. Good morning.
Good morning.
Mary,
how are
you? I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing great today.
What is your role at the ride?
So I'm the manager of community relations
okay.
with the ride.
Well, that's a good pick for this week then, because we're talking about how the community views the ride, and especially on the east side of town in Ypsilanti. Well, what was the genesis of this? Where did you see a need? Are you getting a lot of input and you kind of wanted to formalize it? Or are you seeing that we're outgrowing the capacity for what we have? What was the idea here?
Well, the biggest impetus was that in 2014, the voters of Ypsilanti Township and the city of Ann Arbor approved a transit improvement millage.
Right.
And with that came a tremendous amount of new service. And for example, we added service on Sundays in Ypsilanti. We changed service from every 60 minutes to every 30 minutes during the weekdays. And we went from 16 buses an hour coming through the transit center and 2,000 riders per day. And in 2016, we got up to 29 buses an hour and 4,100 riders coming through the transit center.
But out of the same transit center that was serving the smaller population of riders earlier.
Correct.
All right, so you're starting to see that people are using this expanded service. Now is the question, what do we do next?
Well, yeah, I mean, we have a lot of people coming through the center, getting, you know, to jobs and to medical appointments and to school and to shopping. And we really need to make sure that that transit center is serving the needs of the local community. So we really needed to have people tell us about how they see the transit center serving them in the local area and for their needs.
So. Now, Brianna, you had an opportunity to go to that meeting last week, last
right.
Monday night, the 23rd, at the College of Business. I people look at me weird when I call it the Owen Building. I think everyone calls it the College of Business.
Yep.
But there was a meeting at the Owen Building, uh-huh. the College of Business, right across the street from the Transit Center, right across Pearl there. What was the tone of the meeting? What were you hearing from residents?
There were a lot of really great ideas that were thrown around at that meeting. One of the primary focuses was safety and security, which Mary told me is always, you know, one of the main concerns with these kinds of projects. So some people I spoke with said that they would like increase security. And some people actually said that they thought it's gotten a lot better in the past few years. So there was a really broad range of opinions that I heard while doing this reporting.
Now, Mary, you also did an online survey for people that couldn't reach out to you in person. I know that it's closed now, but do you have an initial glimpse into some of the trends you were seeing there? Or is it kind of following the, those same things you were hearing in person at the meeting?
So with the online survey, what we did is we ended up getting over 90 surveys. So we're pretty happy about the fact that we got a lot of input. People like to be able to take surveys or give their input in the comfort of their home or wherever they are. They can't always make it to a meeting. So we were fortunate enough to be able to get enough input that way. We did receive some feedback about safety and security, mostly about better lighting just making sure that we have enforcement by security officers. We have a security officer down there, but we also rely on the local public safety to help us out with any type of situation that might occur. And so we're pretty fortunate to have the Ypsilanti Police Department along with us. So.
Well, and one thing I learned years ago from taking tours of the AAATA and the incredible technology you make use of is that security is a big focus. So the cameras inside the buses, the training for the drivers, the training for your dispatchers to try and monitor for any issues. You know, you've done a lot already to try and enhance people's ability to comfortably ride without having to be concerned about their own personal safety or well-being. So I know that's already in line with a big goal of the ride. What other kind of thoughts or sentiments were you hearing? Or was it about specific routes or was it about operating hours? I mean, what was the main thrust?
Well, what I can say about service is that everybody wants more service. That's never never an issue. So
next week you're launching your personal ride from everyone's home to wherever they may be going service, right?
Exactly. Right. So one of the things that we did learn was that, you know, because of the fact that there are more people using the transit center, they're looking for a larger waiting room, for example. They'd like to see more bathrooms. They'd also like to see more covered waiting platforms so that when they're waiting for their buses, that they're not out in the elements and they can wait closer to where the bus boards. Another interesting recommendation was to have improved technology. So we do have a Track Your Bus system on our website, and we did implement all new technology on our buses in the last year or so. So we're hoping that we'll be able to add some more real-time signs down at the YTC and
so it's just
like
so
that.
I can walk up and at a glance see, okay, my bus is running a little behind or something like that, or here's the where they all are on their different routes right now, knowing, and I can kind of gauge what I want to grab depending on where it's at.
Right. So people can do that now with using our website or texting their bus stop.
Okay.
So,
but you're adding the ability to kind of walk up and see it in person as you go to the transit center.
Right. Yep.
Okay. Brianna, did people talk to you about the new service making an impact in their lives at all?
I spoke to a few people who relied on the ride almost every day as their main mode of transportation. So definitely people drove the point home that it was a really important thing. Okay. Vital. One guy said it was vital.
That's a good word. And this vital service, Mary, what are the next steps for taking this data and combining it? I know that the ride already has a ton of data analytics you do regarding rider usage and the route times and things like that. I mean, how do you put all that together and come up with what's going to happen next?
So we're going to be working with a company called Wendell, and they specialize in transit centers, and they're going to take all of the comments and incorporate them into requirements that are needed for the facility. So not just for riders, but also for operational purposes, because now that we have so many buses coming through that area, we need to make sure that we can get in and out efficiently. So they will take all of the recommendations, all of the information, and provide a summary and some criteria to develop a final recommendation on either the size of the location for operational purposes and also for riders, and then also They will also use that to look at potential different sites.
And when it comes time to make a decision of what you're going to go with, is there money already set aside for this, or this go up for an expansion of the millage already in place, or how does this work?
So what happens is that by doing this study and getting all of this information, it sets us up to have what's called a shovel-ready project. And what that means is that the Federal Transit Administration has funding grants that we can apply for. And once we apply for that funding, it is set up as a competitive grant system, but it does put us in a good position to be able to get some funding for it.
Well, great. Thank you so much for reaching out to the public for input on this vital service, as one constituent in our community told Brianna there. Brianna, okay, 4 to 7 o'clock today.
You
have community newsroom. If you want to participate it via Facebook, facebook.com/concentrateA2. Of course, you can find us all at Concentrate Media, and I'm at WEMU.org if you'd like to reach out to me personally. It is November 1st already. It's a perfect time to talk about cold weather affecting our transit system. So perfect on this. I'm glad we were able to sit down and chat today. Mary, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
This is 89.1 WEMU FM and HD1 Ypsilanti, your community NPR station.